This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The Milwaukee Mile is the oldest racetrack in the United States. It's hosted everything from horse races to sprint and Indy cars and, of course, NASCAR. And even if you haven't been there for a race, there's a good chance you've seen a concert or even parked on the track to go to State Fair. There's a lot of history packed into nearly 120 years of the mile. And auto contributor Mark Savage joins me to share a little more about it. He begins by explaining when racing became a popular sport, which led to building tracks like the Milwaukee Mile.
Well, it really was in the early 1900s, and the track itself was built in 1903, or opened in 1903. It started in 1899, and it started out as a horse track, which makes sense. You already had a horse track there that was actually opened in the centennial year, 1876, and then the state fair grounds needed to be created, basically, and the Agriculture Society in 1891 bought that, opened up the track, and added this and made it both. It was both a horse and a car racing track at the time. So it was just like a picket fence around it, no big deal. You know, the cars, as cars became popular, or at least started to become more interesting, and 1903, ironically, the year that the track opened was the year that Ford was founded. But there started being races, and there were races between cities for a while. Like there was one in Elgin, Illinois, and that they raced it like downtown through Chicago and back for a day race. And then it started being like 5 mile and 10 mile and 15 mile races. So a mile track made sense. There might only be 5 cars or 3 cars, but they would have a race for 5 laps, and whoever got to the end, and half the time it was whoever finished probably won. The first guy I think that won a race was from Chicago, and it was a 5 mile race. His name was William Jones, not a famous name in racing over the years, but anyway, he made 50 mile an hour, so he did a 72 second lap or something like that. It doesn't sound like much now. I think the speed record is something like 186 mile an hour on the track at this point. So that's a pretty big difference. But, and as cars became more popular, there were just more races and longer races. And at the time, there were famous people that would run, like Barney Oldfield, and they would have match races with somebody else who was fairly famous. And they would race for, 20 miles or 30 miles, something like that.
So we start off with horse tracks onto cars on the dirt road. And then when does the IndyCar scene kind of come into play, and then stock cars?
Well, the IndyCar thing is also what they were known as, champ cars, a lot over the years. And they started in the 1910s and 20s to appear, but it would be a one race here and a one race there. Then in the 30s, they came a little more frequently, and I think it was 39 when they finally got there and then raced up till World War II and then raced after World War II. And the IndyCars, outside of a few years that they missed, were racing up until 2015. And that's kind of when the track's popularity fell off, because not as many people like to come watch oval races now as they do to go to street races and road course races. So Road America up in Elkhart Lake, very popular. So it has fallen off in popularity as far as the ovals go, which I think is kind of funny, because oval racing usually is closer and there's more action. And at like the Milwaukee Mile, if you're up on the top of the stands there, you can see basically the whole track. So you can see what's going on all around. Whereas at a road course, you see little bits and pieces.
Right. One thing that was really popular at the Milwaukee Mile after World War II was midget and sprint cars. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, midget and sprint cars are basically small front engine race cars. And at the time, the champ cars that Indy cars were bigger. And sometimes the dirt cars that they ran there were the exact same cars they would run at Milwaukee. But the midgets and the sprints were smaller versions of this. And everybody and their brother could make these in their garage. And, Milwaukee was a stronghold of racing and of automaking and tied to the auto industry. So in this area, it was particularly popular. So people would go there and hang out, and it would be something to do in the evenings. And these guys were making enough money that it paid off for them to, put together a car race it on, you know, three nights a week or five nights a week or whatever. And I think it's kind of funny because it was right about the depression that kind of led to all this. And the cars, of course, becoming more popular, grew and grew, and then kind of translated over into the when it became pavement and Indy cars getting bigger and faster and all that.
Yeah. So talking about the paved course, when did the Milwaukee Mile transition from the dirt to the paved?
Well, it was paved in 1954. It's a very flat track. It's got like, I think it's 9 degrees, a little more than 9 degrees of banking and turns, which isn't much at all. I mean, you know, people today watch the NASCAR races and they're all on these high bank tracks that, to be honest, when you drive your car into a high bank track, it automatically turns to the left because it's pushing you that way, the centrifugal force. You know, and they put the stagger on the tires and so forth. But this was really a flat track, and it was known for its speed and its danger. A lot of people have been killed at the track, a lot of drivers. And it takes a lot of talent to race too wide through a flat turn. You know, in the dirt days, of course, they would slide through those turns, and usually on dirt cars, that inside left front wheel will come off the ground. They three-wheel it through the turn and slide through it, which is what was exciting too. And of course, it throws a lot of dirt, which made the fans, you know, it was exciting for them to watch. So, you know, I just think it was the right time. And I think what it shows too is that how progressive the people running the State Fair Park were at the time, as they realized that dirt was popular, but they thought, hey, something new is coming. And if we want the people to go faster and more people to come watch it, we've got to do something. And obviously they had to build grandstands along the way and all that too.
Right. And then of course, it's meant to keep cars on the track, to keep people safer. And the Milwaukee Mile being here in the Midwest, I assume they knew that you can't race cars on there year round, taking winter into account. So have there been other kinds of purposes the Milwaukee Mile serves in the off season?
Well, yeah, in the off season, you know, kind of oddball stuff that you don't think about, that this was, you know, there was the racetrack, of course, the mile, then they had a quarter mile dirt infield track inside that. And at one point they had a half mile track inside that. And then, you know, I'm sure that maybe the Packer fans know this, the real diehards, but there was a stadium, a football stadium in the middle of the track where the Packers actually played football games from 1934 to 1951. And the NFL championship game was there in 1939, which the Packers luckily won. So we can all be happy about that. But, you know, it's just crazy to think that that was, you know, because they had bleachers and people, places for people to sit, they were there. And then obviously after that, they went to Miller Park after, or then County Stadium when it was built back in the 50s. And especially now, because there's not as many regular races going on out there, you know, there's training for police forces will come and have driver training there, car control, and other people will come and have various kind of track days and just car racing experiences where you're not in a real race, but you're learning how to control the car on a racetrack. So it has continued to evolve. It's just that there's not as much racing as there used to be. I think it's cool that we've had such a strong history of racing. It's sad that there's not like an IndyCar race or a NASCAR race there now, but at least the track is still being used. And you know, the good news is that we can see IndyCars up the road at Road America still. So,
well, Mark, thanks for joining us to share a bit more about this pretty cool historical thing right in our backyard.
Right. It is exciting. I wish we had a museum there with all those cars there. That'd be fun.
Mark Savage is Lake Effect's auto contributor, and you can find all of our past segments with him at WUWM.com, along with his weekly column.